What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Healness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about when a narcissist feels abandoned. Woof! When that narcissistic person in your life feels like you are abandoning them. But first, before we hop into today's episode, y'all, check out the self-love brand. I Love Me. This is the I'm Strong version of it right here, y'all. Also have the self-love journal that's available on Amazon. Check it out as well, y'all. But yeah, when a narcissistic person feels abandoned, toxic person feels like you abandoning them, whew, you might want to buckle up, y'all.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Because a lot of toxic narcissistic people feel like you're walking out on them, and some of them, but they feel like you're abandoned. Like, it really kind of depends, but a lot of narcissists think that you are abandoning them for someone else. Like, that's the first place a lot of narcissists' minds go. Like, you have to have someone else. This is the only reason that you will be leaving me, not because of my emotional abuse, physical, whatever is going on in the relationship, not because of what I have done to you, not because of the cheating, the lying, the manipulation, the stealing, the cut, the verbal, physical, not whatever they are doing to you. You have to be leaving me for somebody else. So I feel like you are abandoning me because you found somebody better, and that activates that narcissistic person. And when a narcissist is activated, you have to be careful, because some of them, when they feel like when they get activated, because they might actually have abandonment issues in the past. Their mom might have left them, their dad might have walked out. They might have lost. They might have somebody might have abandoned them in childhood or whatever. So when they get activated, that fear of loss is activated, they might become actually dangerous as hell to you. So you really need to be careful during this situation. I'm not telling you to stay in a toxic, abusive relationship. That's not what the hell I'm saying. I'm saying when you decide to leave, be careful. When you decide to leave, make a plan and stay as safe as you possibly can, because a lot of narcissistic people do not care about your safety. They don't care. Let's be real. A lot of narcissists do not care about your safety. They don't care how you feel. They don't care how you act. They don't care how you behave. They are only in it to serve themselves. And how does this benefit me is the question that comes out of a lot of narcissists' mouths. Like, how does this benefit me in some way, shape, or form? How is this to my benefit? You know what I mean? So when you're dealing with a narcissistic person that feels abandoned, they might lose their damn minds. They might become extremely obsessive. They might pop up at your job, at your house, at your mom's house, at your dad's house, your best friend's house, begging, pleading, crying. They might check into the hospital or psych ward or something like that to get your attention. They might be, like I said, they might actually start stalking you. You have to be, when they feel abandoned, like, you're not, like, yeah, let me reiterate this real quick. You, when you decide to leave a narcissist, you're not abandoning them. Just because they might feel that, or they might actually say it, you're going to abandon me like everybody else? Just because they say it or they feel it does not mean you're actually doing that. You are leaving that person. You are choosing yourself, which is fine. Just be careful. But like I said, in the mind of a narcissist, you are abandoning me. And I can't, sometimes I'm not trying to scare y'all, I promise. But sometimes they get into that, if I can't have you, no one will type of mindset. And some of them get into that, I can't live without you type stuff. So they go try to take you out. And I can't live without you. Or they might threaten self-harm. If you don't pick the phone up in 5 minutes, I'm going to run my car. I'm going to run my Subaru into a tree. If you don't answer the phone in a minute and a half, this will be the last time you hear from me. I'm just telling you. I know you don't care about me right now. I know you don't give a damn about me right now and how I feel. But you're going to wish you had. And I'm just telling y'all. I know I make a joke out of it, but like, so seriously, so many people will lose their minds. And if you go back to y'all, if they lose their damn minds and you go back to them, buckle your safety belt, because they're going to get worse. Because now they know what works to get you back. So they're going to keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. Because why wouldn't they? Think about in this situation. What if this has worked before? If this has worked previously, why wouldn't I do it again? If this works, why wouldn't I do it again? Think about it right there. If me begging, pleading, crying, harassing you, stalking you, scaring you, violating a restraining order, whatever I do, if it works, you take me back, and then of course I'm going to do it again. That's just the mindset of it, y'all. It is a very toxic, manipulative mindset. I 100% agree. I agree with you. It is a very toxic mindset to have. I promise you it is. But a lot of narcissistic people, when they feel abandoned, they get activated and they just lose their damn minds. And the crazy thing about this is, they could actually leave you for someone else, be married to someone else, be in a committed relationship to someone else. And if you find somebody else, they feel like you abandoned them. And how crazy is that, y'all? First of all, how delusional and unfair is that? But how crazy is that? Even if you get into a new relationship, they feel like you did them wrong.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You were supposed to be single you were supposed to stay single and lonely until I decided what I wanted to do. So you didn't give me a chance. You didn't give me an opportunity to make it up to you. You see how ignorant that sounds? You didn't give me an opportunity to break up with her and see how it worked. You didn't give me a chance. You see what I'm saying? You see exactly what I'm saying. That's the mindset. That's the dynamic. That's the space that we are in right now, y'all. Then you can move on to someone else, and rightfully so. And that person will feel like you abandoned them for someone else. How toxic and manipulative is that in that mindset right there? That's controlling. That's ownership. That's literally losing. That's a narcissistic person losing their damn mind. And all this stuff I said earlier about becoming obsessive, they'll stalk you, they'll harass you, they'll pop up at your job, they'll threaten to take custody for the kids from you, just because you moved on and they feel like you're abandoning them. That's a tongue twister. How is that a tongue twister? Abandoning them. You see what I'm saying? Abandoning them. Gotta say it right. Unique New York. Red leather, yellow leather. That's the space that a lot of us are in right there, y'all. The narcissistic person, yeah, when they get activated, they feel like abandoned. You trigger some type of childhood trauma within them. And this is not me trying to tell you not to move on, y'all. Move on. Just be safe about it. Just be safe, because be cautious. Arm yourself. I don't know where you are, but arm yourself. Protect your peace, because that narcissistic person doesn't care about protecting protecting your peace. They only care about how they feel and how they are being held up. They only care about that, y'all. I'm trying to reiterate that to a lot of people. That narcissistic person only cares about how this benefits them. So you can abandon them when they have already discarded you. It is ridiculous. Yeah, and this is me speaking from personal experience. Like, I moved on to somebody else. And damn, you got somebody else? Wow. I'm not the stalkery obsessive person. That's not me. But I've seen that happen, y'all. I've actually seen it happen. So my friend, like, what the hell are you doing, dude? Man, she moved on, man. I'm like, bro, you married. You had a whole, what are you talking about? What? It's a mind. Yo, I'm just telling you, some narcissistic people do this and they just try to make your life harder. If they feel like you abandon them, they will absolutely try to make your life harder. They will try to, make your life at every instance and every possibility they can, like, you have to deal with them because of kids. They will intentionally try to make your life harder because they feel like you abandoned them and you activated that, look, you activated that abandonment trigger in their mindset. They will keep consistently doing it to you, yo. It happens so much, so many times in relationship spaces and toxic relationship dynamics, yo. And I hate to see it so much that it happens, but I'm telling you, if you go back to it, it will get worse. Because now, if I feel like you abandoned me, right, you activate that abandonment stuff in my head. And somehow, some way, shape, or form, I get you back in my life. I convince you to come back to me. In my mind, you can leave again. You left before. So in my mind, I automatically think you're going to do it again. So now I'm going to make it harder for you to leave. Now I might marry you. Now I might have a kid with you. Now let's start a business together. Now let's buy a house together. Now let's buy a car together. Let's do something together. To make it harder for you to leave. It seems genuine. It seems like they love you, but it's making it harder for you to leave. They're going to try to secure that you can't abandon them. Abandon, in quotation marks, y'all. They're trying to make sure that you can't abandon them again. It's going to be at least it's going to be harder. At least you're going to suffer through it. If I have to suffer through the feeling of abandonment, if I have to be activated, then so are you. If I have to be activated, then I'm going to activate you. You see how toxic and manipulative and how dumb that sounds, y'all? I'm just telling you, y'all, that's the mindset of a lot of narcissistic people. That's the mindset. That's the dynamic. That's what you face. Because when you abandon that narcissistic person, they're going to come. Some of them will absolutely come at you. You mean? They're going to come at you. They're going to do something and say something. They're going to make your life harder. They're going to make your new relationships harder. Not just with the kids. They're going to make your new relationship overall harder to deal with. They're going to be just harder to deal with just overall. You mean? Just be careful, y'all. Just be safe. Because when that person gets activated, you'll know. They'll be begging, pleading, crying. They might get angry and rage out on you. Like I said, they might try to harm you. But protect yourself and protect your peace, y'all. You have to. Because if you don't, they're going to ruin your life. And they don't care about wasting your time. Because a narcissistic person does not feel like they're wasting time with you because they're getting what they want from you. You might be feeling like you're wasting time with them because you're not getting your needs met. You see what I'm saying? Anyways, y'all, let me cut this episode to the finish. The short line, like I said, the new shirt is all available in the shop right now. This is the I'm Strong version. I love me. Check it out. Make sure you like it. If you watch it this far, y'all, you haven't subscribed, what are you doing? Come on now. Come on. Like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for being here, y'all. Thank you for watching my video to the end. I'm super eternally grateful for every single one of you. If you haven't already, make sure that you subscribe to the channel so we can help reach more people, help more people and things like that. The Self-Love brand is available. I Love Me. The Self-Love journal is available as well. Links in the description of every video I do. If you haven't already as well, look into joining the channel memberships for behind the scenes perks, priority responses to comments and things like that, y'all. Thank you so much for being here. See you next time. Oh, that was better.